Welcome back to HBO Girls Rewatch.
I'm Amelia.
And I'm Evan.
And today
we're doing season 4, episode 6, Close Up.
Literally, wait, Close Up.
Why is it called Close Up though?
Okay, and thank you for asking, Evan. So basically, it's a close up on Mimi and Adam's new relationship.
Uh-huh.
And then also, Close Up is the name of Marnie and Desi's song.
Yeah, totally.
That Desi doesn't think should be in the showcase.
Didn't write it.
Yeah.
I mean, the listing on the other 6 songs that he was suggesting was truly one of the funniest moments.
That was an amazing improv. Choo
Choo Banoove.
So classic improv.
Jaded Blue Eyes.
Five things. Do you know that?
No, wait. Oh. Tell me, I'm only through level 2 of improv, famously. Okay, so this is something I've always thought about, and this episode's an amazing representation of it. So I actually would love to talk about today, which is old people extras / line work. I don't know if that's what you call an actor who has 1 or 2 lines, but I'm calling it line work today on the pod.
You think somebody with 1 to 2 lines is line work?
It's line work.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm loving when an old person who's like, how long do you think these people have been doing acting for to finally book a gig, which is HBO Girls?
And can we pause really quick? I just want you all to know I tried to get a quote for a healthcare once 3 weeks ago, and now I get...
It's longer than that.
60 to 70 calls every single day from Texas asking me to sign up for Obamacare.
Is it always a person on the other end, or it's like robot vibes?
It's a person every time.
Can you imagine? That's kind of what my job is too.
It's perfect. Okay, unpause.
Unpause. I love an old person actor because I'm always like, I will pretend to be an actor until I finally get booked, and it's okay if I'm 70 when that happens. And I'm willing to do in the city council meeting and HBO Girls screaming about having extra lamps in the library. I think I would actually kill at a role like that.
You know, some elderly people get a job at Home Depot and some become extras. And it's kind of both paths lead to like what?
Well, you were recently an extra on 2 short films.
Yes, I was.
And one, you had an amazing experience. The other one, you also had an amazing experience, but were really hungover for because you kind of went to bed at 3 and it had to be there at 7.
Which it's crazy that you're telling me this because I didn't even remember that happening.
Because you were so hungover.
But you weren't even there for that.
Well, people came up to me.
Who came up to you?
Lawrence of Radio was like, Amelia was, I love that girl. She's a little hungover.
Fuck.
Former guest.
I can't get away with anything.
And ask me if I was ever an extra.
Were you ever an extra?
Yeah, I was, Amelia. You're crazy. I was an extra one time for Tall Girl 2. I featured extra number 2. I was supposed to be in the movie giving Sabrina Carpenter a pamphlet before she walked into the Tall Girls musical. I never actually watched
Sabrina Carpenter is in Tall Girls.
Yeah,
too?
She's a bitch sister.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
she
reaching.
She kills it though.
You're reaching new vocal Arctus. Notes with your voice today.
Yeah. But it's like actually right now I'm suffering from something called pre-cold or post. But it's like I don't feel sick, but my voice is being aqua taco. Sorry.
Aqua taco. And by the way, you can't get me sick because I'm about to fly.
No, I know. Every time I'm fly, I'm like, I am sick. Do you know what I mean? Like every time you enter an airplane, a space of germs, it's like there's no way to get out of this. I'm leaving with something other than my luggage and it's a cold or like a venereal infection.
Venereal infection.
I made that up, but it feels right.
You said it so confidently.
Is venereal a thing? It's tooth. So,
veneers are fake teeth. Does that help?
So I think it's a tooth infection.
I love this.
I guess if you eat all those biscottis on the plane, I would get a tooth infection
it's
too.
It's so fun. We've never recorded an intro with our guests yeah. in the room. And
you
just
see vape clouds coming out during the podcast.
It really adds an immersive layer to
no,
the
I
experience.
Love it.
It makes me really shy.
You're shy. I know your hands on your neck, which actually means you're being vulnerable and scared and shy. I'm talking about body language.
Oh my god. Yeah. I cannot get over not feeling so aware that my therapist can read me.
Oh my god, can we please talk about this?
I had therapy today and I was just sitting there the whole time like she knows if I play with my hair that I'm nervous or like if I'm like doing
well,
anything.
No, it's not
nerves.
Even that's a level deeper. A lot of people in our zeitgeist today are like bringing up memes as almost like conversational substitutes, but you're not one of those girls. Like, you don't bring up cultural iconography.
Evan's referencing the fact that my therapist said to me today, you bring up memes as a way of deflecting more than anyone I've ever met.
Yeah, but you've never done that in any other situation. You never bring up a meme. I'm like, this girl's not chronically
when I'm
online.
Sitting on that couch, I'm like thinking of that woman who's doing the math equations and I can't stop bringing it up. It's absolute hell.
Everything is fine. The house is on fire. It's like,
it's okay.
Where did you, I like would love for you one day to just tell me a meme, because you haven't done that yet and I would love to see all sides of you.
Well, I guess subconsciously I just don't see you as a therapist. I have to ask you
something really vulnerable.
Yeah. You have to ask me about my people pleasing tendencies and I'll start freaking out.
I can't. Well, I think that's an amazing intro.
I know. This is a perfect intro, don't you think?
I actually thought so.
Okay, perfect. We'll cross dissolve and our guest will be here.
I think it'd be funny if you don't stop and just walk through the iPad to the microphone.
Nope. We do it across dissolve and then it's today. Just the same video footage. Guys, get excited. We have on the pod today the one and only Sophia Wilson Pelton.
Oh, I was thinking you're better than me. I think you're Sophia Pelton, but you're right. Sophia Wilson Pelton.
Is Wilson dad, Pelton mom?
Opposite.
Fuck.
Wait, when you're introduced at comedy shows, are you getting Wilson as well? Are you getting Wilson?
Preference is that I get both because that is simply my last name, but sometimes people just do Pelton. At the beginning of doing comedy, people would only do Pelton all the time and even on show posters because I didn't have my full name in my bio and my handle's misleading because people think the W stands for like my middle name. And then I would have to be like, hey.
Sophie Me Rose.
And it was like, I didn't care that much, but I was like, I don't want this to like be what happens forever. So I'd have to be like, hey, y'all, can you like change my name on the poster?
I will say, you're putting your name in at an open mic, though. You're putting Sophia Pelton. You're not putting
I'm putting Wilson
Pelton. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I've never read it.
Watch your back.
Sometimes people just don't. And then sometimes I famously forget my last name.
So what is your middle name?
Middle?
Yeah.
Rose.
Mimi Rose. Oh my God, it's so Mimi Rose coded because what is Mimi Rose?
But it's kind of the
name?
Opposite. Like Eleanor.
Eleanor. Yeah. So funny.
Middle name, mine, Rose too.
Yeah. Everyone's middle name is Rose.
It's perfect. That or
was it your grandma's name?
Yeah.
Yep, same. That's why it's mine.
Grandma Rose. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Literally RIP to my
grandma. Gorgeous middle name. I'm so glad so many people in this town get to have Rose.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We're so excited to have you on the pod. I know you've been potting all morning.
I've been solo potting all morning. It feels great to be.
Wait, so you're doing a sleep podcast?
Are you allowed to legally speak about it?
I think that they like want me to speak about it. I'm just like not doing any promotion.
Oh my God, no. Plug it.
Okay, so I'm doing this podcast thing. I think they don't want me to call it a podcast. I do this weird thing where I make a sleep show for an app/alarm clock company. Uh-huh. It's hard to follow, called Hatch. No. And I make four episodes for them a week, four 15 minute episodes a week for them. And I just go on my phone and tell people what I'm looking at. And it's like supposed to be like light entertainment to help you fall asleep. But
that's awesome, honestly.
The catch is like, I don't even think that you can listen to it unless you buy
the alarm clock.
The alarm clock that is $200. I could be wrong, but I think it's true.
Wait, that's awesome. No, that's just like a PS4, and those are successful business models.
Yeah, 100%.
So,
100%.
That's kind of the sweetest gig to find yourself in.
No, it is. It's an awesome thing where I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this and I'm making money, but y'all cannot access it. It's amazing to be able to be like, I actually, my that's dad's like, where is it? I'm like, I actually don't think you can listen to it.
It's a part of Tidal.
It's world's worst
literally.
Patreon.
Literally. It's a physical Patreon.
I love it. I love that the whole concept now that every single thing has to have a media element to it. Like Walmart right now is releasing a Walmart movie where you can like buy the products in real time while watching like Dylan Adler be a gay assistant.
No.
Well, and it is because they saw Ryan Reynolds make it work.
Oh, for Mint? Who's Ryan Reynolds? No, I know who that is.
Do you mean Ryan Murphy?
No.
Wait, what did Ryan Reynolds do?
Explain, girl.
Yeah, and I know somebody explained this to me and now I'm saying it, but I don't actually have the data points to support
totally.
It.
I'm doing
but I believe that Deadpool sold a product.
Oh.
Oh, no. Ryan Reynolds made a documentary about a place that needed money. It's kind of what The Curse is about.
Oh, no. This is actually about the soccer team.
This is about the soccer team. They made a documentary about the soccer team. Now the soccer team is profitable.
Totally.
Oh, and but that is pole, and he has Mint Mobile.
Kind of, but so that is so different from.
So you guys looked at me and I got scared, and you guys didn't, no one said anything about Mint Mobile. That made me feel bad.
What happened to me when you said Mint Mobile is that in my head, Amelia said Ryan Reynolds, but I literally process it as Ryan Murphy, and I was like, no, he doesn't own Mint Mobile.
American
he owns Horror a media empire.
You stupid Gleek bitch.
I'm sure American Horror Story is selling BetterHelp. Like, it is just one long ad for 100%. BetterHelp.
Well, here's the thing with influencers that is crazy is, like, they become, like, so, like, you make all these videos, and then you have this thing, and then the only videos you make are just advertisements.
No, 100%.
And it's, like, you just work so hard to then become an actor that has to write their own commercials for somebody else.
It's crazy. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, because what's actually the scarier version of that to me is, and yeah, I posted a TikTok about this. I'm so sorry if either of you saw it. Got probably 70 likes, but
let's go.
The way that, like, the TikTok shop thing, which is, like, so fucking busted, by the way, and it's, like, the ugliest shit. Like,
I bought my office chair from it.
It's all stuff from, like, AliExpress that someone bulk bought and
literally,
was, like, selling the hell out of it.
Yeah. But it's all these people who now weren't really even influencers before, but have amassed a following, or have to, like, the only way they can maintain their following is just by, like, buying literal shit that was made by child slaves and then trying to sell it to people on TikTok. And I'm like, this is crazy. Like, these people just have, like, 1 billion jumpsuits that you can't wash because they'll, like, fall apart. You know what I mean? And it's like, what is going on with that? Are you guys okay? Like,
I know.
It's so sad.
Why not one real product? Every single product is, like, a dupe of something that's not that good.
I know, literally. They're like Lululemon dupe. It's like, just get the Lululemon. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It's so random. Why can't you do it for a real product for once?
Yeah, it does really scare me. It is just, like, such a capitalist machine.
I'm sure they're setting it up, and then, like, they're trying to bring brands on, and then they're gonna do the same thing. But it's like half my algorithm at this point is, like, trying to sell me something to sculpt my face with.
I feel like they aren't even gonna try to bring brands on, because I feel like they're, like, doing, I don't know. I was also thinking, like, on Instagram the ads are so good, and, like, they can really get me, like, they know what I fucking want on there. But on TikTok it's like the ads are crazy. It's not for anything I want or would ever
it's
buy.
Not for real humans.
No,
but
and all of them
show
are also
it to
scams.
Me so many times that I'm like, what?
The other day, I just ended up watching a full ad because I was like, this is just fully a scam, where it was like, go to my page and use my discount codes and then you'll be able to buy, like, $1,000 worth of Skims products for free. And I was like, this is insane. Like, this is an ad you guys are feeding me and it's just a scam.
I'm so scared
anyway.
About
anyway,
yeah, you're right.
Kind of late capitalism. No, it's crazy. The internet age is getting darker.
Every moment.
Remember when the internet was free?
Yeah.
Something to think about.
I know. I keep, like, trying to look up any website. Net neutrality has ruined my life.
I know.
I want net neutrality back because for 1 second I, like, want to load a website that's not, like, abc.com that's going to load in an appropriate amount of time.
Or, like, God forbid you try to, like, find a product to buy online.
No,
it's just
I know.
All ads. And it's like, well, I can't trust any of those. Oh, we have to go to brick and mortar storefronts.
Like, this girl sent me something through WeTransfer. Do you know what WeTransfer is? The whole, it's like, it takes 25-minute cycle to download all the images and videos you're trying to send me. The whole time it's just like a Bulgari ad with, like, Anna Kendrick. And it's like, no.
Hey, that's exactly what I would hope would happen
exactly.
to you.
And that's why I have a Bulgari.
The whole time. And you have to look at it and keep your screen open in order to get the thing downloaded.
Course.
So you have to be looking at Anna Kendrick's face the whole time.
Of course.
Hell.
I designed it. I designed the transfer. Okay, let's dive into girls. Sophia, where were you? What was your relationship? How did you find this show?
I'm trying to think when I first watched it. I don't know. I've watched it a bunch of times. It came out in 2012. So I probably first watched it in high school, I would assume. And then there was, like, a long period of time where, like, every summer I would, like, whenever it got, like, unbearably hot, I would just start, like, rewatching Girls and eating cereal in my bed at, like, 12 a.m.
Yeah.
And that was, like, a huge part of my life.
That's awesome.
Wait, what kind of cereal?
Like Honey Bunches of Oats, probably.
Right. And thank you for bringing up cereal, because it's actually a really big cornerstone of this episode.
I love cereal.
It really
it is.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. But I think that's it. I mean, yeah. And then I kind of, like, I don't know. I have obviously Lena Dunham. I don't even feel like I have a complicated relationship with Lena Dunham. I feel like everyone says that. I'm more just like, girl. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay.
You're actually like, it's actually a really clear relationship.
Yeah, I am just like, but I also was watching this being like, no, like, you can separate the art from the artist. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
it's so easy.
You can do it. It's yeah, I have a lot of questions about just like how it was made.
No, I will say every Greenpoint bar is like, they're so good at separating the art from the artist because they only play Chris Brown.
100%.
Okay, thank you so much for doing 100%. This to work for us.
It is, yeah, I just have like, I just really want to know like how, I'm so curious to know like how much of her raw, how much of the show is her raw creative talent or how much of it had to be kind of like funneled through other people. Does that make sense?
I think yes.
Totally, because she was famously 23.
And like hasn't done something as good since. Not saying that you have to or that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
But like most everything she's done since has been flop, I would even argue.
Totally, but I'm like, is it kind of Lord science where it's like when you're 16, you actually know everything, and then when you're 30, you don't know anything?
Maybe.
Like Lord wrote Pure Heroine, and then she wrote The Sunny One.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? Lord's about to release new music.
She is.
And we can all be the judge, and we can all gather back in this podcast later, and we can really figure out if Amelia said is correct or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do wonder. I do know Judd did a lot.
Yeah.
So
100%.
So 100%, but also so many things are not like Judd would know about that. But
yeah, no, well, and like it's like what Judd hasn't made great things. So it is like who was doing
sorry. I mean, yeah, totally, but This Is 40 has changed me fundamentally.
Amazing, 100%. Yeah. But it is like 40. Yeah, I don't know. I just am like so curious because it really is such a great show.
Leslie Mann is so good in her husband's films.
She's doing amazing. She's doing a lot of heavy lifting in those.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with Leslie Mann in every single sense of the word. Every morning I wake up, there's two things I think about, and it comes up in this episode. It's she and him.
100%.
And Leslie Mann.
100%.
My first two thoughts in the morning. And I know what kind of day it is. It's like, if it's she and him, it's like, it's going to be a weird day.
Yep.
If it's Leslie Mann, it's going to be a good day.
I love it. So when you first saw it, were you like, I love it, I'm moving to New York? Or you're from Boston. Did you know you want to move here? Did this show influence any of that?
No.
Okay, perfect.
I think I have like a different relationship to it, to the show than a lot of people. I don't feel like Girls was in any way something that I was looking at being like, that's New York.
Yeah.
Like I was kind of like, this is a good show and I like this show. Well, but no part of it feels aspirational, I would say.
Yeah, no, of course.
Oh, I think there is parts of Mimi Rose's apartment.
Well,
Brooklyn.
Well, that's one question I have. Why is Mimi Rose rich?
So Mimi Rose is supposed to represent what all the other girls don't have, which is success in their art.
Okay.
So it's like, what if we showed you an emotionally mature person who is successful at what they wanted to be successful
totally,
at?
Totally. But yeah, I mean, that's us. But like, I don't know. It did not. No, it was in no way. I mean, I wanted to move to New York to like do comedy ultimately.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To be honest. And so like, what's actually more humiliating is that the reason that this is so embarrassing, and I'll say this on the podcast. The reason I wanted to go to NYU was so that I could do basically be on Danger Box and do improv there.
That's awesome.
And then start doing comedy.
That's so brave of you to share.
No, and I'll say that here. I won't say it anywhere else.
This is an improv positive.
I'm like, why is this podcast the one you feel comfortable sharing that?
Well, I was going to do it on Mark Maron's, and then he canceled on me.
Did you get on Danger Box? Did it all happen?
Yeah, it all happened.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you guys see my life. Everything's going according
to life. Yeah, your dreams are really coming true.
I'm kind of only figuring out what Danger Box is now as you're saying it, but it is like it's the premier improv group, right?
Exactly.
Who are some alumni?
At NYU.
Oh, we got Donald Glover, Mama. Oh. We got Bowen Yang. Ever heard of him? It's just like a lot of people from SNL, but I don't have like dreams of SNL. I was more just like, that's clearly like comedy that like gay people are kind of doing, and then like doing stand up, and like that's what I want to do.
Right. That's amazing.
That's why I wanted to move to New York, honestly, is just to like perform, not because of the girls' lifestyle, unfortunately.
That's actually so cool because who did we just have? Grace was like, when I first watched it, I was like, they're all geniuses and I want to be them.
Wait, Grace Klunschmidt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then she is rewatched it since, and she's like, oh, they're actually really dumb and really mistakes.
Yeah, 100%.
So it is cool to like first watch it and be like, they're cool. But it's cool that you watched it and you were immediately like, good show. These bitches are crazy.
Yeah. I also think part of it is that like, I'm really close to my older brother. He was definitely, I'm sure I was like watching it at the same time as him. And so anything he said, I was like, yeah. Where we're just like, he's like, oh, they're all evil people. And I'm like, they are all evil people. But it's like, I had like these kind of like smarter, I think more nuanced takes because it was just kind of like being funneled through him.
That's perfect.
Yeah. But yeah, I also think, I do think, sorry to invoke this, that I think the only way that it can feel like something that is like a life that you want to lead is if you're white. I'll say totally. It. It's just like, I'm like, well, that's not, I'm not that
You're
girl.
Like, that has nothing to do with
it. It has nothing to do with
Even
me,
like this brunch sequence, it's like,
that's crazy.
Who would ever want that?
I know. The brunch, I literally was like, holy shit. Well, I was like, y'all are 25 eating at this like weird ass like.
It's like a weird Mediterranean bowl in place.
Like, presumably like.
At the bar.
Or like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it must have been Brooklyn.
I know.
Supposed to be. But it was very, it was giving Manhattan kind of.
It was definitely Manhattan. I can 100% guarantee just the way the restaurant was shaped.
Yeah.
And B, it's like to watch that brunch scene and then to watch Sex and the City brunch scenes is almost the exact polar opposite. Yeah, literally.
Okay, this is a one. 1 minute synopsis. This is a 1 minute synopsis of season 4, episode 6, Close Up.
Okay.
And away we go.
Wait, so it starts with Adam making breakfast for him and Mimi Rose. And then is that when she reveals her abortion?
No.
So then Adam and Mimi Rose have breakfast together and it's really sweet. And when he lifted her up with one arm, I was like, sexy. And then what happens?
Marnie and Desi are F-U-C-K.
Oh, yeah. And then Marnie and Desi are absolutely fucking as they are wont to do. And then
Shoshana's mad at interview.
Oh, yeah. And then Shoshana goes to that interview, is mad. Now you can take it away.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And Hannah is crying about cereal, but she's really crying about Adam. Totally. Elijah's back living with Hannah in that perfect apartment. Adam's moved to Mimi Rose. Desi and Marnie get 100 listens on their SoundCloud thing and freak out. And then they have a fight because Desi thinks they're a different type of duo band than Marnie does. And so they're really at odds, even though their sex life is great.
Hannah is having an amazing time with her therapist who's not being helpful for a single second.
That guy's crazy. Sorry.
No, he's literally crazy. That guy's insane. Yeah, Marnie's kind of being like, stop it, to Desi. And he's like, I just want to fix my motorcycle. And I am writing music the whole time. Adam is getting revealed too that that Mimi Rose went through an abortion. Mimi Rose is like, you know what? It's like my choice, my body. And he's like, well, you know what? I might want to be a father after 7 weeks. And then they kind of forgive each other and they're growing from that. And Adam almost left her, but he didn't. And Bray's having an amazing time at city council as he's begging for the street signs to be changed so he can get a little peace and quiet. And you know what? The city council is not having a good time. And he starts being like, I want, what was the word that he used? Whatever it was amazing. umbrage, screaming umbrage at the city council because they actually can't do their damn job.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an amazing brunch sequence and Hannah's like, time to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go to brunch and Hannah is like, I think I want to be a teacher because I want to help people. And then we end the episode with her walking into a school.
Yeah. Her walking into Constance Billard.
And that's kind of this episode. We ate that up.
No crumbs.
Absolutely no crumbs. Honey.
What a crazy episode, I must say.
I know.
It was so, it's so like we've been through every season and I'm like, it gets weird at a certain part this show and we're in it.
Yeah, no, we are in it. When I saw season 4 episode 6, I was like, okay, buckle up, because it's just hard for a show to not kind of go off the rails, you know.
There's only so many plot points in this world.
They did hold it together, like they're still holding it together pretty well though, even like season 4.
And then they really hold it together. Season 5 is like killer.
I mean, can we talk about the fact that like Euphoria couldn't even hold it together for season 2?
Well, that show started in such a crazy place. Do you know what I mean? It's just like that where you're like, well, none of this will ever make sense. Like, totally. Didn't make sense from the beginning.
With Mania, there's lows as well. I think it's a really important point.
Yeah.
With what?
With Mania, there's lows as well.
100%.
Oh, God. I really can't. I can't be okay with that. It's like I know that and I'm like, it just doesn't feel right.
No, we gotta go up, 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 honey.
It's gotta be only ups.
Yeah.
The yin and yang of life is really something I've struggled all year with and I can't get over it. It just seems so disappointing.
Well, I have an amazing question for you now.
Girl, what girl are you?
Very gender neutral terms.
FML. No, and thank you. At my work, people always call me girl and then are like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I actually do not care. I'm like, honey, I'm calling myself that every single day.
I feel like girl is gender neutral.
No, I believe it is. And I fully call non-binary people, myself included, girl all the
girl
time.
All the
if
comma.
You're saying it like girl, that's gender neutral.
Yeah, 100%.
You think guys gender neutral? Like, hey guys.
I mean, yeah.
I've always thought that until like trans women are like, stop. And I'm like, you're right.
Totally, totally. And I'll listen to anything I say, obviously. Bow down.
I'm like writing it down.
Literally. Let me pull my phone. Oh my God, which girl am I? Oh God, I don't know. That's such a hard question.
You're Mimi.
No, and we're sorry we asked.
Do you guys know my answer for me?
I would say Mimi Rose.
No, I would say you're, yeah, actually, you're probably closest to Mimi Rose. But you're probably Hannah because you, of course, want to be a writer.
Yeah, of course. And in that way, I'm Hannah, I guess. I don't feel like super kindred with any of them, though.
No, I don't think Jessa, any of them maybe have that much to do with
you. You're kind of Jessica-coded. But you guys kind of talk similar.
Yeah. Maybe I'm like Jessa Rising or whatever.
You've got, and
like
you're a model.
You've got like a helpful coolness, exactly, cool tone to you, yeah, that I feel like is Jessica-coded.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Mimi Rose is such a funny name. That's iconic to me.
Mimi Rose, so Eleanor funny. Howard. I love amazing her. Ugh,
it's two first names is so funny.
That's great.
It makes you wait, your name.
I'm sure the audience knows this, but might ask who you guys are.
So we do it based off app.
Oh, okay.
So we can keep it fresh and new.
Fun.
I think it's for me this episode. Or do you want to ask?
Girl, what girl are you?
God. It's crazy every time.
the way you're like, can you vamp?
I think Hannah this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm yeah so Hannah. And we all know why. Doesn't have to be said. But you know what? I'm not making a crazy life choice. And my therapist acts a lot more normal to me.
Totally.
but not so much more. And I've had crazier therapists than Hannah has 100% ever had. Because my old therapist would only talk about herself the whole time. Not that even like crazy have room for me to speak. I wouldn't even get 10 minutes. And I was like begging to like, wait, sorry, I'm not done with my point. I'm like, okay, well, that's awesome. I really know more about them than they ever knew about me. Like, oh, you have terrible ADHD, dyslexia, and you were raped. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
These are all facts you need to know. Never about know.
Truly none of their business.
Every fact. But yeah, so Hannah coded. But the thing is, I'm also Elijah because I would eat Amelia's cereal, leave the box.
Totally. Wait, yeah. What's the guy?
Elijah.
No, what's the guy's Ray name? Who's Marnie's lover right now?
Desi.
I feel Desi coded because when he was like, I'm writing right now, I was like, me. Like, I'm writing all the time. I'm like, I'm absolutely writing all the time. I'm never writing, obviously.
Girl are you?
Yes. Thank you for asking. And you kind of already hinted at it, but I, of course, am Hannah and you are Elijah.
Eating cereal.
And this is actually very like when I was first getting off my Lexapro, anything would make me cry. But it's also like me and Evan have so many overlapping things and roommates is just one of them. So a simple roommate argument actually has so many layers to it. So the cereal scene was just like, yeah, it's like Evan stole my cereal, but they've staked so many other things, and that's actually why I'm crying. 100%. This is just like the nail in the coffin.
100%.
You're like, another's a coffin,
and you're so Elijah. That's like
she's so unstable. I have this cereal.
Like she's unstable, and it's like I'm going through so much. It was perfect.
That's perfect.
Yeah, but I would never be a bitch who become. Sorry, but I'm actually very like confused by like how Lena Dunham chose to make in this episode. Well, actually, let's go on our first break, and when we get back, we will lean into Lena.
Whoa. Oh my God, Amelia, your hair got even curlier over the break.
Oh my God, 10 feet longer.
I don't know how. It's tangled.
See, that's that improv training.
That was, when you said it, I was like, that
Danger Balls.
Yes, and.
That's
mama.
Danger Balls.
Yeah, Bonnie and call me hot.
Yeah, what the fuck did Lena Dunham think she was doing? Spending four seasons being like, all Hannah wants to do is be a writer no matter what it takes. And she like quits all her other jobs because it's like against her constitution of like how much she wants to be creative. And then suddenly in this episode, she's like, I guess I just went to grad school to make my mom happy. I guess I just want to help people. I guess I will give up on my dreams and become a teacher. Like, it's like, babe, what?
I know.
You didn't just make that choice. Like, no, her being at brunch saying that was crazy.
But do you think it was a reaction to Mimi, right?
Yeah, it's a full-on reaction to that breakup. When you go through a breakup, it's like you either get a new haircut or you change your whole life overnight.
Yeah. Slash, I feel like maybe even the girl, Mimi being whatever, like you were saying, stable, successful artist. Could be it, too. But yeah, I mean, it is crazy. The whole grad school thing was really making me laugh.
Yeah.
Just to go for 2 weeks.
I mean, she had to spend thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and also like one of the most like prestigious grad
no,
school's
the most prestigious writing program.
It's so funny.
And she's really like, awesome. I guess it's not really for me. And it's not like, she's like, I've always thrived on the streets. She gets back to the streets and immediately is like, I guess I'll be a teacher.
Literally.
What?
I know.
It made no sense to me. It made me really upset.
No, it makes perfect sense because it's even a pattern we see repeated in the show.
Yeah.
I mean, what it, the thing is about Hannah, it's like those who can't do teach. Jessa said it best. I actually thought that's what the name of the episode should be because it's like, yeah, this girl really does not know what's going on, but she does know one thing, which is just like she has some capacity.
You're thinking of propensity and capacity. Yeah,
and actually I am.
I got you, mama.
But she really does. Like she knows how to write, and it's like she doesn't really know her own voice so well, or she doesn't know her own voice enough to like really feel fulfillment from it. But she can like help others and really cultivate that. And I feel like teaching makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I always see, don't you know, millions of people in our community at large, it's like, I don't know what to do. I'm gonna be a teacher for 3 years.
Yeah,
I see that almost every day. It's the moment everyone graduates called, you're like, okay, time to be a teacher. Yeah. For like these, I've never had any formal education, but I'm gonna run this town doing that.
Yeah,
it's just like Hannah can't take care of like,
no,
imagine Hannah even being a camp counselor.
I mean, like, the way in which people would bully her if Hannah or Beth was your teacher, the way in which he would bully the shit out of her, it's unbelievable. Because I was like, my boyfriend and I were just talking about this, how it's just like teenagers just have an unbelievable ability to like hone in on people who, the type of like school administrator who would have been a nerd when they were in high school, or like would have been bullied when they were in high school, and then like continue to bully them when they work at a high school.
100%.
But in a more creative way. It's always like uplifting, but actually really mean.
Yeah.
Don't you find it sad that so many people that were beaten down in high school do somehow bravely step into being a high school teacher immediately without questioning it?
Yeah, no, that is crazy. I mean, it's like Oedipal almost or something. Yeah.
It really is. Yeah,
it happens every day in this town.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I had this teacher in seventh grade who ordered a chalkboard fell on him in the middle of class. And he was the biggest nerd. No one cared about him. And he's always screaming underneath the chalkboard. Everyone in class is just laughing their heads off. No one goes to help him.
Oh, that is so funny. Oh, it was so fun to make fun of teachers. Wow. I miss that. What a rush that was.
There were so many teachers at my high school that just didn't show up one day because they're mad at their boyfriends. Like, it happened to three different English teachers I had in high school. Three out of the four didn't come to class because they like broke up, like they broke off their marriage or like something happened with some guy. And it, every time it's like an administrative, like they couldn't get a substitute in time, so administrative would come 30 minutes in class and be like, sorry, you guys can read today.
That's amazing. You didn't have the 15 minute rule?
No. We didn't know about it. It was also AP, so everybody was scared into following rules there.
Yeah.
And then also one time the student teacher just kind of like was like, I'm gonna take charge today, and it was just like some fourth year from UT being like, so here's me being a teacher.
Okay. They were loving that.
They were like, I've dreamed about this.
Yeah, well, they were sitting there the whole time being like, I could do this so much better. And then it's my moment to shine.
Yeah, like it literally was like, it's my turn.
Literally.
In my experience, they can do it better though, I will say.
They have so much more energy. They're not beaten down yet.
No.
I've never met a TA that's like not better at teaching a class than the actual teacher.
No, because they're real with you.
They're real.
Yeah.
It is fucked up looking back. Like they weren't making enough money.
No. Ew.
All the teachers at my high school made like 38K.
Yeah.
Like unlivable. Like,
no, it's unbelievable.
And like, it's crazy.
It's crazy. I also went to a high school that was like it was like a prep school. A lot of really, really wealthy kids there. And tuition was very expensive and stuff like that. And those teachers weren't getting paid shit either. In fact, you usually get worse. You get paid,
worse
when it's a private education. It's like, how could it? I don't know. If I was one of those teachers, I'd be like punching the kids in the face all the day. It's like, these kids suck so fucking bad. And you have to be there being like, yeah, I'll help you try to get into Cornell, motherfucker. Like,
yeah, you're getting paid pennies to like help some bitch go to Harvard.
Kill myself.
It's absolutely depressing.
My high school actually paid the most. To any out of any high school for their teachers, any public high school in America, they pay the most.
$14,000 a year.
You can look up the salary because it's public information. And we saw our teachers been working there for 30 years, getting paid $100K. They were like, "Oh, they're rich." they're deeply wealthy. And it's like, no, actually, in the real world, that's almost pets, pennies at the time. No. If you did a job for 30 years and only get about 100K and it's like an education.
In the most expensive city in New York.
So crazy.
Ridiculous.
It's no problem.
Sorry, not to take it back to girls, but another thing that I was thinking about also.
And we'd love if you could.
With the whole grad school thing is that I'm like, grad school did feel perfect for her though, because it's like, that's amazing. You literally don't have to work. It's just an excuse to not work.
She had class once a week.
And like,
she had class once a week. She had all this free time to do exactly what she wanted to. But it's famously like, I guess she realized there that it wasn't making her happy.
Yeah. But also, I mean, yeah, I think obviously it's like all the show and they need like tension and stuff. But I feel like what actually would have made sense for her is if she'd just gone to grad school in New York. Because then it's like, if you go to grad school, you're getting like a stipend, whatever, slash you can kind of like scam your parents into supporting you, I'm sure, for her, for Hannah. And then she would have been able to be around her friends.
I think that program's almost free. Like, I think almost everyone in that program is like, gets almost a full ride to it. Most grad schools,
like you get a stipend to be there, usually.
Really?
Yeah, if you're really good, they'll give you a stipend. I think that program in particular, because it's such a small class size, I think almost no one really pays for it.
Yeah. Especially with places like that, it's like, if you're in Iowa in the middle of nowhere, how are you going to like make, I don't know, jobs everywhere? Yeah. I don't know.
LOL.
Don't let me speak out of turn on Iowa.
I will say there's so much that happens in this episode, though.
I know. Where like, should we dive cut, in jump, first? Cut.
I really like the Adam sequence, but if anyone has any favorite parts.
Yeah, no, we should jump into Adam, Mimi, Rose. So if you didn't watch the episode, dear listeners, Adam like gets up before Mimi and tucks her back into bed and is really sweet and then makes her fish for breakfast on the deck.
Oh my God, that deck. I was like, gorgeous. Shit.
It is so like, only because we're New Yorkers did we love that. I'm like, 100%. Anybody watching in any suburb be like, what the fuck? Where the hell are they?
Like, there's trash cans right next to them. It's disgusting. I'm like, that is the height of luxury, actually. Yeah. You understand?
They're like, oh my God, it's amazing. Where do you think that's located? Dumbo?
Yeah, I need to know where I say like Borum Hill.
Yeah, I would assume Borum Hill. Brooklyn, but I don't know.
It's definitely Brooklyn, but it's like a weird part that none of us have ever seen before.
Yeah.
Borum I think Hill. It's that side.
It's definitely Fort Greene side.
With me, I am always just like, how? I don't know. I'm like, how do you get past Adam being so crazy to then be like, when Adam is being that crazy towards her about the abortion thing also.
I know.
Like, she got over it too quick.
She wasn't even mad the whole time. And I'm like,
well, you remember this was 10 years ago when abortions were like not in the same zeitgeist they are today.
Yeah, but I just feel like guys will act so insane. And he's like, what was it, gender? It's like, babe, that's not how that works.
Yeah, it's like,
she took the
pill. Or baby. It's like, sir.
No. And I am just, I don't know. That's something I was like, how do you just like, there's this thing of like remaining cool enough, chill enough, like not getting hyped up enough for your boyfriend, wait in a way so that your boyfriend can calm down. And I'm like, I never want to be waiting for my boyfriend to calm down in that way. That's horrifying.
No, he acted so scary.
He acted insane.
The way she's like, I actually like when you live in my home. I'd be like, get out of my house forever. Literally, you creepy fucking literally, tall bitch.
Her sacred space. It's beautiful in there.
Fuck. Get your books out of here, Adam. I guess it is like Mimi Rose is supposed to be like, show me a healthy person, but it doesn't seem like she is fully there.
Yeah, well, it's hard to believe someone's healthy when they're dating Adam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but that's the issue.
He really has a range of emotion that it's like, all mostly we see is anger from him, which 100%. Is like truly just like, he's supposed to be like this like really intense emotional creature. He's like, not like all men, because he feels a little bit different, but it's like the only emotion we ever see is like extreme anger, which is actually the most masculine thing you could do. But she is being really feminista, anti-patriarchy by waiting for him to get over to anger and then also listening to his voice.
Yeah.
I'm reading Bell Hooks' Will of Change right now, and this is the whole first chapter is kind of about what does happen in this sequence.
Totally. I'm so glad. I'm glad you can map that on. You can write when you write a text that's like comparing two texts.
Yeah.
You can write a comparative essay about that.
This is an AP podcast. Not to the tone of this is a HeadGum podcast. Not sponsored.
Not produced.
Fingers crossed.
They didn't like me, okay? It's fine. Mimi Rose is challenging Adam because Adam's never been with somebody who didn't need him. So it's so like half of the battle of the episode is the abortion, but the other half is Adam just like not feeling needed by Mimi and thinking that's what relationships are, is like needing the other person. So he's so confused that a relationship could come out of like pure pleasure and desire rather than like a necessity. So it definitely is like him grappling with a relationship where it's not like a Hannah type person where they like need to be saved.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's that's just, a really good point, Amelia.
Thanks, Evan.
I love that point. I mean, yeah, that's a whole basis of their fight. It's Mimi Rose. It's like, I don't need you, but I want you. And isn't that a more powerful emotion because of the purity of it? And like Adam now reckoning with that, it's like he left the most needy girl on earth and now he's going to a relationship where it's like only based off like the desire to be there.
Yeah.
And not like any like codependency. And it's like that's really shocking for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I understand why he reacted like that, because it's like someone who clearly did not need him. And he's like, what am I being used for in this relationship if not being needed?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, actually, your relationship can be more than just like fulfilling each other's like needs, but it's, you can fulfill each other's wants as well.
Yeah.
I mean, when Adam's like, you don't even ask me like if you look okay. You just look in the mirror and say, I look great. What do you want me? What's, why am I here?
I know, like, that part was so funny.
LOL.
I know. It is like, well, I don't, you shouldn't be dating someone who needs you to tell you that you look okay ultimately. But I also, I don't know why I'm so just like, I don't know, Mimi, like dump him and make him go to therapy. No offense.
No.
Because it's like, yes, he's learning, but it's so, it's going to be so much, he's going to be having to do so much learning.
Totally.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is just the tip of the iceberg, honey.
What do you think he feels about therapy?
Probably really negatively about it, I would assume.
Yeah, right.
Adam, that character is giving major anti-therapy vibes, 100% to me.
He's so Taylor Swift being like, I don't need that.
No. And I also feel like he is someone who would do therapy and do it wrong. Like, you'd be like, it's either making him worse or just he's staying the same. Does that make sense? Like, you'd be like, I don't know what you're talking to your therapist about, but it's not the stuff that you should be.
Yeah.
It's giving that.
We are seeing communities at large. Like, we are seeing people that every day were like, I'm actually too good at therapy. Or we're seeing people getting worsely. I mean, you are so right. It's,
no, so actually, many people,
it's not a real point, but I am. Like, a lot of my friends are like, I'm actually too good for therapy. I've outsmarted my therapist. It's like, what do you mean?
I know. It's like, wait, what are you talking about? It's not like a game. I'm not trying to outwit my therapist. I'm just trying to like be honest with her.
They're but playing no, yeah. Survivor. It's perfect.
Yeah.
LOL.
Okay. Next up, let's dive into Marnie and Desi.
Oh my God.
Are we loving their perfect relationship? No issues there.
I love them so much. Wait, when did he leave his GF also?
That episode
last
before.
Episode.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, wait.
Some time has passed.
Well, because we watched it out of sequence.
Oh, two episodes ago? Okay. No, it was last.
It was last. It was last.
But basically, it's like Marnie finally got what she wants. But of course, Marnie is the type of girl that wants things without knowing if she actually wants them. So now that she has it, she's miserable, which she says at the brunch. She's like, yeah, I guess like,
she's honest.
Yeah, at least she knows that she knows. At least she knows she's like that.
Yeah. It is crazy. I mean, it is crazy to think that you should be with that guy who has like one of the worst personalities of anyone I've ever seen on TV.
It's so camp.
It's literally insane.
And Marnie is earnest. Like when Clementine's there and he's like, when him and Clementine first break up and they show up to Marnie's apartment and he's like crying, sobbing. And she's like, oh, baby. Oh, you're so beautiful with all your emotion. I'm like, girl, run.
I will say this though. Marnie, one thing I want to say is that Marnie's singing is so perfect to me because she's like, it's someone where it's like, okay, you're technically good at that, I guess. Like, it is kind of pitchy, but I'm like, you're not bad, but just the quality of your voice is so unbearable to listen to when you're singing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's what Elijah said in one episode, which was like, she's just too hopeful.
Like, literally.
Yeah, she can sing, but there's like an earnesty to it that's painful.
there's also just like nothing behind it.
Bad. They always say the worst thing you can do is want something too bad actively. Like, if anyone knows you want something really badly, they'll never give it to you. So you always be like, LOL, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, but 100%. She does want it too bad out loud.
Yeah.
Marnie being like 100 fans are hearing this. Is so dark. Awesome. It's perfect.
Oh. For me, I would take that as a victory and be happy with it.
Another thing I was gonna say is that like I feel like there was so much discourse around this show of like, it's so crazy that we're watching Lena Dunham have sex. Like, do you know what I mean? Where people were just like, a normal lady. It's like, okay, calm down. But what I will say is that like I actually don't need to see Allison Williams having sex. Like I was like,
so
she actually
often.
That's the one who I actually have a problem with. That kind of like a weird, conventionally attractive one who's like really off-putting. I don't need to be seeing her fucking.
They really slide her a sex scene so often.
Yeah. I know. It's just so funny to watch a sex scene that's so sexless.
I know.
She's so sexless that it is just like.
It's actually kind of perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to say we're 4 seasons in and the amount of Marnie sex scenes that are so sexless is so absurd. It's
Do you think she ever knew this? Like, this is what she was signing up for?
She must 100%.
Have. She must okay. Have. Okay. Oh, my God. You guys feel that. Well.
But you don't agree.
You don't feel that way?
No, I wouldn't say I do.
Jessa.
I'm Allison Williams doesn't seem like the kind of girl is like, and yeah, let's fuck it up and I'm gonna fuck.
Well, Allison Williams is so someone that it's really hard to tell whether or not she did on the joke of herself. Like
she said it on The View.
Okay, then I believe her inherently. I believe everything she says.
I don't really understand who she is as a person. I'd have to know a little bit more about her to really understand where we're at.
Yeah, I think she's just like extraordinarily wealthy.
Yeah.
And like totally fine playing into that, but in a way where you're like, how self-aware are you? I mean, that's the question of the whole show. She did break the
internet. Do you guys remember when that interview went viral where she was like, the quote on the TikTok was like, all Nepo babies should talk like this. And Allison Williams being like, yeah, it afforded me a lot of opportunities I wouldn't have. And that's awesome.
Saying the most normal sentence. Yeah. It's like, literally, it's like whenever anyone says one reasonable thing, it's like, oh my God, bow down. It's like, okay, sure.
The comments were crazy.
It's like, queen.
They're like, and that's a Nepo baby that gets it. Yeah, it's like, 100%. Fuck, are we really there? 100%.
If I was on The View, I would get it too. Totally. I always say that. Well, I do think the big part of Desi and Marnie's relationship working, though, it's like because there's so much friction and like need and conflict, like those moments of like satisfaction when you get something are so satisfying that it's like it's enough to keep Marnie going. And because there's like so much turmoil when she does get a little from Desi and Desi does give a little to her, it's like, LOL, best moment of my effing life. I got totally. That.
But I feel like the problem is that now that he's not in a relationship, there's not enough turmoil for her to be enjoying it, right? Isn't that the
Oh, no.
Issue?
He has enough turmoil. He's in a relationship with his damn motorcycle.
But yeah, but that's why she's saying... Not.
Yeah.
I know. I think it's like at some point it does lose its effect, like when someone is being so awful to you.
Yeah.
Allison or
Well,
Marnie?
And now it's like she has the thing. Because the whole thing was that she was just like wanting this idea of him or whatever and being like... Oh, I like want this guy so bad, but I can't have him because his whatever she said, his girlfriend has like a disease.
Yeah, literally.
Has a venereal disease, which is, by the way, an STI. But and now that she has him, it's like, well, that's all gone.
She's
and he just
so
like sucks. He's
there for
so
the chase.
Bad.
Or she's just like, now that she has what she wants, she's like, it actually has nothing to do with what I thought it would. Like, yeah. She's like, oh, I want to date this like emotional, like free artist that's like really gonna like make me believe in my own like creativity. But now she's just like, oh, he's just like some dude addicted to his motorcycle and thinking that he's like.
And he also makes bad art.
A random band, yeah.
I mean, the music they're making together is so bad, it's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Kind of the opposite of Shoshana. Because Shoshana's now at this interview, and she's like getting this big fight with the guy, and it's like, you know what? I don't want to work here. So I hate fun. Your I name. Mean, this is the worst thing I've ever heard. And he's like, well, obviously you don't want this job, but do you want to get drinks? She's like, yeah, of course.
It is amazing.
It was electric.
Shosh is so amazing. That's she's like what so it is. Good. Watching it, you're just like, God, I love that fucking girl.
That male actor is Lauren Graham's love interest in NBC's Parenthood. For those out there who love NBC Parenthood, please reach out. Shout out. My favorite show that I watched as a teenager and cried every episode and was like, Parenthood is so beautiful.
Still no idea.
But it's crazy that to see Shosh versus like old Lauren Graham. Not that she was old, but she was old.
Yeah.
Or than Lorelai.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Shosh so much.
No, this is like, it's just like beautiful. She's like, you know what? Jobs aren't working out. I've had three interviews in three episodes. Like, you know, I'm just going to marry rich to a guy who went to Harvard.
True.
And is going to have a successful soup company.
Her eating pita and like hummus being like, I'm marrying some soup guy. I'm so done. And it's like, you graduated 1 month ago, babe.
I know.
She's life is long. Such
I can't
a good
believe
wife,
how
though.
Young they are.
It's actually crazy.
Supposed to be.
And we're going to continue talking about how young they are when we get back from our break. They're so young.
They are so young.
Oh, thank my God.
I can't believe they're supposed to be 25.
I know.
Yeah, Shoshana's so 22. Funny. It arrests her 2-5. It's hell to watch all around circuit.
It's insane.
It is crazy to me that Shoshana hated the interview, but then was like, of course I'll go on a date with you. I'm like, wait, what's your deal, babe?
No, because he's the perfect man on paper for her. You know what I mean? He's Harvard grad.
Right.
Yeah. He's living his dream and he said, I'm passionate about stuff, which women I think love. I don't know. and he's gonna have hope, know. And he could be rich.
But she complains the whole time about the soup, and now she's gonna be a soup heiress.
But I feel like she liked it because she's so kind of combative, and he was kind of like not putting up with it.
He was clapping back.
Yeah, which I thought was sweet.
It's probably electrifying.
I would date him too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Soup baron.
He seems like actually really nice and emotionally intelligent.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm of course mapping his entire 3-season arc from Parenthood onto this episode.
Of course, of course.
So there's a lot for me to work.
He's lived like an entirely different life.
Yeah, I'm like, he's a teacher.
Yeah,
he's a teacher. He's actually Drew's teacher. So.
Okay. No one knows what that means.
No, girl. I'm sorry.
Some people do.
Jessa. What happened?
Like three lines.
She is not really doing much. She's not very active in this one.
I think this season, Lena and her must have been riff-raffing. Because Jessa, we got almost no words out of her.
Yeah, but you have to remember this happened also during season 2 as well.
That's true.
Yeah.
Jessa is like the star of the show for 3 episodes, and then they really put her on the back burner for 6.
Wait, well, is there a reason that she has, like, because as I said, I rewatched some of the first episodes of the season. Is there a reason that she's, like, feeling animosity towards Hannah? It's just because she left.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so basically Hannah going to Iowa pissed her off because it was right after Hannah like picked her up
and
from
like,
rehab
back.
And said come back and be with us.
Okay, totally.
And then she abandoned her.
We're gonna do New York together, we're gonna be together. And
totally
Hannah did abandon Jessa.
Yeah, which I get. I would be pissed too.
Yeah, the and Jessa, I mean, we've just seen episode after episode like her being abandoned, but I think it was really the people on TikTok are so pissed. We posted a clip of the like Jessa and Adam fighting after they got arrested for public urination. And Jessa's like, I need you to be my friend. And everybody's like, fuck them, hate them, die, die, die. And I'm like, it's actually beautiful step
it's
forward
sweet.
That
yeah.
Jessa could vocalize that she actually wanted something from someone.
100%.
I know, but she's at her bitchiest at this point in the show.
Yeah.
So I'm sure people are not rooting for her.
Yeah. Right. But I do like that. And I like, I don't know, it's sweet. I like that they have something like their own. I am like, if it's two addicts, let them be friends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, let them go out to coffee. It's what they deserve.
Yeah. We posted the like inside the episode where Lena explains like why she thought it'd be fun to like build out their friendship. And every comment is like, Lena, no.
I like it.
And I'm like, can everybody
love it.
Leave the girl
They
alone?
Also are like so similar.
They have,
yeah, there's,
it makes
yeah.
sense that they
well,
would.
They
both
not, barely talk. And
yeah.
they also both have emotional damage
yeah.
galore.
And have rage issues.
Yeah.
No, there's no one else that he could be friends with in the friend group.
No,
it
makes
no,
sense.
But it like literally makes sense for him to be friends with Jessa,
yeah,
I feel.
It's a
that felt
perfect.
Smart to me.
Me too. Yeah. People are pissed.
Whatever.
Anyways, last thing we should talk about, the Mimi Rose abortion.
Well, do we talk
or
enough about Hannah?
I kind of already talked about that up top.
Oh, you know what? We actually did Mimi Rose abortion.
Yeah.
We
and what
talk.
We didn't do was it's, Hannah being
yeah.
a teacher.
We talked about it a bit.
A bit.
But what the big thing that we miss is Hannah then having a mental breakdown. We went over that a little bit, but then also going to the therapist's office and like the whole rigmarole of watching that. Unpack.
Was that? Wait, how many times has that therapist been in the show?
3, I think it's the third time.
And he's just like the whole bit, his bit is just that he's like a terrible therapist, basically.
Yeah, he's just like a weird dude.
And he writes books, but they're about dogs and boys.
I was just like, imagine if you sat down with your therapist and they were like, I am 100% stunned and floored by how fucking normal you're being because you've been such a crazy ass bitch this entire time. And it's like, okay.
I loved
I don't
it.
Know. It was so funny to me.
It was him describing what Mimi Rose looks like and then Hannah being like,
so
did you
funny.
Google her?
Know,
and
I
him being
that.
Like, no, but
no.
you created a vibe.
Yeah.
Is crazy. Do you think your therapists have Googled you?
No.
I don't think my therapist has Googled me, but I'm always begging them to. I'm like, I have a podcast, you can look it up. And they're like, totally, I believe you and I love you.
My therapist is like so normal and such a good therapist that I know she's never Googled me.
My girl literally looks like I would show up in her feed.
100%.
But I don't think she would seek me out.
Totally.
But it is like, I know she's like,
that's so funny.
She's like seeing the same TikToks
totally,
I
totally.
Am. So I'm like, our algorithm, like her phone case, the way she dresses, I'm like, we're the same
I'm
type
sure
of bitch.
You're on there. I'm sure you're on there.
Yeah. So, but I always think like therapists actually, what they'll do is before they see a patient for the first time, try and find them and block them.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that they can't find them.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I would never try to find my therapist. I just have like no interest in finding my therapist online.
I don't know their last name.
Yeah, I know my last name, but I am like,
I I always dig.
I did have my psychiatrist for kept saying this thing to me where she was like, she just kept being like, and I'm not going to tell you anything about me so that like you can just like project whatever you need to do onto me. And I'm like, girl, I didn't want to know. Like, I don't know. She kept saying it in a way where I was like, yeah, that's the whole point. Like, I was like,
you're like, I actually knew.
Yeah. I like, that's kind of one of the famous tenets of being in there, like of like being in therapist or like having a psychiatrist is like they don't tell you things about themselves. And I was like, yeah, she said it like every time that we met at the beginning. And I was like, I'm not, am I giving off that I like want to know right. about you? Like, I actually don't want to know about you. And I don't like her.
Yeah, no, if I was a therapist, I would follow all my patients and I'd also look up whoever they talk about.
Yeah.
I think it's actually really amazing to have a clear image of everybody in your mind.
I think I would my first few years and then I would get so bored. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, yeah. I feel like at a certain point you're just like, I don't want to think about work.
Yeah, it's the same thing as like teachers. Like teachers are so excited the first few years and then they get like beat down. So they're like, I'm kind of just going to be here. I'm going to quite quit.
Yeah. Wait, okay, another question for the therapy thing is, do you think that Hannah actually is being stable? Like, do you think that assessment was correct?
She does seem absurdly...
No.
She seems absurdly fine with grad school in a way where it's like, babe...
You haven't processed this for a single second.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did something insane. You did something crazy,
like,
girl.
We all moved on and I was like, are they trying to make me believe she's fine?
I know, that's what was confusing.
She's in denial.
It can't.
And I think the denial looks like progression. Like, oh my God, you are so mature. Yeah, you already processed this, but it's actually like she hasn't processed it even a single second.
Yeah, right. It has to be that.
So it's actually just, it's like they kind of can look the same, but they're actually the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Right. She's in stage one of the seven stages of grief.
Exactly. Yeah, 100%.
Fuck.
I know.
Wait, is this pillow weird for you?
I mean,
move it.
No, this is actually, this is flashback. I can tell like an 8-minute story about that pillow right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I won't, but I
could. Go there. Can you make it 1 minute?
No, I actually, because I don't want to make it about me.
Okay. Well, then you know what? You know what time it is, I think?
Well, I just want to do Ray like so quick.
I forgot about
it.
I mean, that was
it.
Giving B story down. Do you know what I mean? Every time I went to Ray, I was like, this is the thing about writing a script. It's like, you need a B story. And it's like, sometimes you actually don't. It's boring and no one cares.
There's A, B, and C in this.
I have to say, anytime Ray gets a scene to himself, I'm like, Lena, you don't even need him on the show.
No, you guys are actually really wrong. Because what you're thinking about this is from the female perspective, but all men.
Oh, and so just having a female perspective is wrong.
I'm actually non-binary.
So that's problematic.
Well, I know, but... socialize. Never mind. But you know what I mean?
No, get into it. No, let's fight.
It's a big part of... But I think it's like my dad loves Ray. And my dad is so happy to see Ray on the screen. So I think he's there for the straight men, for the straight male audience, for the 30 plus crowd. And like you need him just to like keep interest for a wider demographic.
Well, it is kind of always
sorry
true that
to say
it's
you're
like,
wrong. Because actually everyone could be right at the same time. And can I go back and apologize?
You don't have to. I don't feel mad. but you can if you want.
I can tell by her eyes.
What? I am fine.
We can talk.
Okay, I'm going to make a point. What I... okay. What I... What I would say about Ray is that it feels fun and true to have that character in the way of like you in terms of like a group of like people in their mid to like early to mid 20s in Brooklyn, like there will always be a random 30-year-old guy around. There's going to be a random 30-year-old guy around. And I'll say it sometimes, that guy is my boyfriend, 100%. But the thing about Ray is that he's not compelling. And that's what makes it hard, is that I'm like,
right,
I actually
like,
don't care about
your
him.
Your boyfriend's a neuroscientist, so it's different.
That's amazing. And also he's not around that much, but it's like, so I don't care about him like what now running for city council. I don't need to see that.
No, this entire arc this season of like Ray getting politically excited, I'm like, just keep talking about your little coffee shop, okay?
Yeah.
That's enough from you.
It feels a little bit too separate for me from the main action, is what I'll say.
Yeah, but again, I'm glad my dad can be happy for a single
me
second, too.
And look at me. I'm glad that your dad can be happy too, I swear to God. It makes me thrill.
And I just want to say, Andrew, don't you have enough?
He does. That's awesome. Go off. It was so funny. Millie and I had our comedy show on Friday. And my dad was like, loved it. So proud. And my mom at the end of our show was like, look, your family friend that you don't really care about. Sorry.
Shout out.
Got engaged. I was like, okay, awesome. Okay, great. I'm glad you can't even see it. You're thankful for a single second.
What I saw on Instagram while you're up there.
I tried to take a picture of you, but the notification
came
coming.
In and I just couldn't ignore.
It's perfect. Yeah, Ray fighting back is cool.
I know. Okay, and we don't have to say anymore because I can tell everyone else this couch is upset.
No, I wasn't upset. I was just like, it's really giving B story. It was just giving like, y'all don't know what to do with it.
It's giving like your B plots due tomorrow. At noon.
Literally. Like, it felt like when I write a pilot. I was like, a random person doing a random thing that has no connection to the other plot. It's like, perfect.
It's like when I had to write a spec script for Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood and the B plot was like Daniel's random friend like didn't like their lunch. And it's like, I was just like so pissed typing it.
Yep.
I was like, we don't need to do this.
Yep.
Anyways.
And the last note of them all is Elijah leaving Iowa being like, I was getting married to a mayoral candidate. I just put a bid down on 16 acres.
And all the friends in the world. I was like, wait, how much money does he have?
None. He famously has no job.
But Iowa, and I finally found out a map, guys. So if you want to ask me after, I can point it out. It's not where we thought it was.
None of the states are where I think they are.
No, they never are. you could get 16 acres real cheap there.
100%. Yeah.
Okay, period.
Like it's like if he had a bar mitzvah, he could get 16 acres.
Okay. I'm glad Elijah's back, but they really painted him like troubled. Like the pretzels everywhere, the Gatorade. I'm like, what is he up to?
No, that's gay. That's gay adolescence, what you're watching.
Okay, you know what time it is?
Girl, get your Glock. It's rapid fire time.
Get your Glock. It's amazing.
Are we doing my questions or yours, or should we just do all turn?
Let's do both. You want me to start?
That's heaven and Las Vegas.
Okay. Why is Marnie mad at you?
Oh, probably because I like won't stream her music. She's like, I would be like, yeah, I listened to it. And then she would like go on my Spotify and be like, it's not in your history. And I'd be like, well, it's really bad.
Would you buy Madame Tinsley dried soup?
100%. I would invest.
Are you the voice of your generation or a voice of a generation?
Is there a third option? I'm a voice. and I'm trying to make myself heard.
Is a camp counselor a hard job?
Yeah, I feel like it honestly is.
Where do you keep your fire extinguisher?
I don't have one.
Oh.
I need a fire kit so bad.
Yeah. What's Badoosie?
Butt, dick, and pussy. That made me laugh so hard. That is so funny. It is like when the writing is good, it's good, honey.
Did Mother Teresa love being famous?
I think so. Because she also was like racist and evil.
Yeah. Famously.
Shout out.
Did the therapist Google Mimi Rose?
Yeah, 100%.
Would you tell Adam about your abortion before or after the abortion?
Definitely not before. It's actually more of a question of would I tell him after or at all?
Mm, yeah.
The answer might be not at all.
Yeah. It is crazy she went ahead and told him.
Yeah, it's just like I felt like I could tell that he would not have a positive reaction.
Yeah, I know. Is needing better than wanting?
Is needing better than wanting? No, I don't think needing is better than wanting.
Should today's docket get done today?
Hopefully. If I have any fucking say over it.
Oh, I like your last question.
And do you take umbrage?
100%. I take some.
Wait,
umbrage.
I looked up what it meant if people want to know.
Tell us.
Which means offensive or annoyance.
Yeah.
Umbrage. It's like, I take umbrage.
It's like I take issue.
I thought it was a Harry Potter spell. I was like,
no. Okay. It's literally the same as saying I take issue with something, I think.
It's a Harry Potter spell. Okay, we're in our final segment. It's really, the clock is ticking.
Wait, can I say something really important before this ends also, which is that I just want everyone that's listening to know that my brother wrote for a show that was made by, as you guys know this, a teen, her two gay dads, and Lena Dunham.
I didn't
know.
I've definitely told you guys that.
What show?
The one camping?
No. It was called Generation on Max.
And oh, wait, I love that show and he wrote for it.
Yeah, I would say it was bad, but
no, bad. I love it and I like bad media famously.
I love the pilot when they're at the mall giving birth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they're just pregnant.
Giving birth.
Yeah.
But that's all. I just wanted to put that out there. Just so y'all know.
A really good show and your brother killed it.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry I had to take it off of HBO Max because it was so bad.
It's okay. He didn't want to write for it again.
No, they literally had to take it off the website.
They did.
Yeah, you can't find it.
Because Max, they took all those shows fucking off HBO Max because it's like they just weren't being launched enough.
Mm. Yeah, they don't want Paper's Edge. But it's like actually I was watching and I would have rewatched the whole
100%.
show. So do you think Lena's new show will be bad?
No, don't put that on the world.
Is it a show or a movie, the Meg one?
It's a 10-episode.
It's going to be amazing. I think there's no way for it to be bad.
I think that Meg will do a great job.
Me too. Love her.
I think there's actually no way for this show to be bad. Like, just the way the talent is lined up for
it. I do think that there's an actually good chance that it's good.
Yeah.
My friend who works in casting did read the sides and said it was bad.
Okay.
So, but then said, if Megan's in it, it won't be bad.
It won't be bad. I hope it's good. But yeah, I think it'll be fun. I just love Meg.
Totally. Does your brother get to be involved? Not this time.
No, I don't think he wants. I don't think so. I don't think they tapped him for that. Darn it. He's too busy rewriting. I can't say that on the pod.
Well, then that brings us to our next segment.
That outfit in Brooklyn.
That's when we compare Brooklyn then versus Brooklyn now.
Period. That brunch scene. Mm. I was like, this is not what it looks like when my friends and I go out to brunch at all.
I was going to say.
First, we're not sitting at the bar.
Here's the thing. It's like none of them are responsible enough to have made a reservation. So, you know, they were like, let's go to Cafe Mogador and be adults. And then Cafe yeah. Mogador was like, and we only ever met the bar. And they're 100%. Like, all right.
At least the corner. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. What else was there that was shocking to me?
I think I have a few things.
Please go.
I think first off, Marnie talking about music blogs. It's like, that's crazy. Like a relic of the past. Like everyone, when, what's her name? Said that she was going to blow up Pitchfork, the basement that Pitchfork is in. Was it Azalea Banks?
I'm sure that it was.
Yeah, Azalea Banks. Like, I literally don't know who else would have Pitchfork. Said that. Oh, it might have been Halsey.
It's not. It seems so. I think Azalea Halsey coded. Said
she was going to blow up the basement that Pitchfork is located in. I was like, oh, she actually ate with that.
Yeah, I mean, the music blog part is crazy. I mean, all of the music stuff is like insane. It is. That part is so great because it is so of a time where it's like that they sound like shit. The music is absolute dog shit. But like at that specific time, that music Mumford could like Sons. Maybe almost pop off or like pass for something that's like respectable. You yeah. know what I mean?
It is scary to think that Brooklyn 10 years ago was all indie folk. And like that was running rampant in the town.
Remember when the joke was like Brooklyn's filled with millennial hipsters now?
Yeah, yeah. It's so hipster.
And now it's like Ella Emhoff core.
Yeah, Gen Z yeah. hipster. What would a modern day hipster be called? Because we don't identify as hipsters, but I think in an external world we are seen as hipsters.
Yeah, I don't know.
Me too.
Yeah, just yeah. If the virtue you, of you living you
do,
in
and you do
life.
The arts. Yes. You're involved in the arts.
You're involved in the arts, and you live in Bushwick. Girl.
Yeah.
Please.
Totally.
I think it's all just like alternative now, right? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. We're alt.
Or like I guess hipsters just replaced with queer. I suppose
it's like just bi.
Yeah, like, bypassing
all the bypassing people live there.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
LOL. The name Tinsley, like that's relic of the past. 10 years ago, girls were named Tinsley. They're named like Deborah.
Yeah,
those kind of names have really flown out as like yeah. guys.
Tinsley to me is so a girl who runs a like Instagram cooking lifestyle page that has right. like 200,000 followers.
LOL is like best friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think, you know, the dialogue surrounding Mimi's abortion would be so much more like now there's like so much terminology and proper or like popular phrasing for it. Like,
yeah,
my body, my choice was not a line that they said. Whereas like now yeah. it seems like it would even be like cliche. However,
I know. Well, I would pray that they wouldn't put that in there is my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess that would be a much more like loaded topic now, I suppose.
Like, do you think Adam would act like that? Like, I don't think he would act like that. Or like they would have never written him that way.
Or
in today's climate.
I feel
I think
like
they would have kind of.
They could have written him the same way, but her response would be more of like a Me Too movement sort of like, anger.
Or I even think that if it was even if it was just like more grounded, that her response would just be breaking up with him. Cause I don't know. I would be so pissed if it was like and now I'm getting on my soapbox, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? But it is like
January 25th.
Thank you. And I did that on purpose. So just to give you that opportunity.
Amelia has a show called Soapbox.
And y'all better go. But I do think that like maybe it would have been like I'm breaking up with you. Because it is like in today's age to act like that, knowing what you and yeah. by you I mean Adam knows. It's like we can't be trifling. Like we can't be wasting our time.
No. No, I also think Hannah would be more aware of the teachers' union. is that useful to say?
Yeah, totally right, girl.
Yeah,
go off with that damn. Boy.
I think her being a teacher, it's like now yeah. we actually know a little bit more about teachers than we did 10 years ago. I would say,
yeah,
in the collective conscious, we understand teachers as like underpaid and like underappreciated in a way that I don't think we recognized. But 10 years ago,
yeah. I agree. Well,
and my last point is get people getting married after a week. Or Adam's like, my parents got married after a week. Like, our parents know people that got married after a week, but you never hear that today.
And thank God.
You never hear
because my parents definitely got married way too fast, and it's like, and then they got divorced 20 years later.
Yeah,
you know,
they stayed together 20 years.
Too long, mama.
Yeah, that's
that.
Too long.
That was like 5 good years. You know what I mean?
Anytime somebody's like, "And I'm still married," I'm like, "Well, that doesn't make any sense." By the way,
no,
that can't be. It can't be happy.
After a week is crazy. I would kill myself.
I'm like,
it took me 6 months to allow my boyfriend the honor of me calling him my boyfriend.
Right.
That's so smart.
That's enough time to get married and divorced.
Literally.
Oh. Sorry. I thought someone was knocking at a door, but it was just someone driving a car. Oh. I think that's a perfect way to end the episode. Yeah. Married or divorced.
Yeah. And if any of you out there are married, get file.
No, actually I'm pro marriage.
Yeah.
My parents are married, and I'm actually the only one on this couch today to have that.
Of course.
Sorry.
But my dad's been married 3 times, so in that way, I won up.
Sophia, where can people find you?
You can find me on any freaking social media site that you want at Sophia with a PH, W, Pelton.
Do you have a show in January booked?
I'm going to have a show in January at Good Judy the third Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. called Gossip Girl.
It's so good. Really fun.
Huge. It's called Gossip, Girl.
Gossip Girl.
It's a lot to think about. So if you're in the Park Slope area or want to travel there, definitely go check it out. Thanks for being
on the pod.
Thank you
so much. This was so fun. Such a good friend and family on the pod. It's at
relaxing.
Home.
It is home.
Sometimes we have pop stars and sometimes we just get to like be ourselves.
I know. I would be sweating.
We can be ourselves with the pop star too.
I couldn't, but I was like, go. Bye. We'll be back next week with episode 7. Bye.